curious.
I have this question.
Straws is more important.
I have this question a lot. Do you think that if there was a news channel that only put out uplifting and positive stories, if
Tank's
it would be
good news? It's good. I think it'd be good. I think usually people got a little bit of their own agendas going. But
what do you mean?
I think like people tend to put their political, spiritual, cultural agendas going in those.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, as a corporation, as a fucking channel, if Channel 5 was ABC and you go on it and it's, there was 35 people killed today, and then it's like, is your son being poisoned at school? And then you go one channel up, to Channel 7, and it's fucking
great
Good
news.
Life America or some shit like that. And
oh,
it goes
that'd
be
in, nice.
And it, and you go on and it's like, it's a beautiful day today, and you know,
yeah, that would be nice.
So and so did something for the environment, and this, all this good shit. Do you think people actually would watch it? Or you think people would go on it and be like, "This is fucking boring. I hate this good shit. Give me
I
the
think
killing.
A lot of both.
Give me the."
I think a lot of both. I think some people would, those with, because it takes a little more concentration to, like, kind of like your thing up on the wall the other day. It takes a little more willpower to get engaged and to connect with positive things. It takes a little more, like, you go, because it, I don't know if it, things are more boring when they're positive, but it's easy to just fall into the darkness and get angry. Like, people love to just,
the negative is more attractive.
Watch Trump and just get angry.
Oh, yeah.
And, get all riled up.
Oh, yeah.
People
pulls
love
you in way more.
Watching, like, just negative stuff, because you can easily just get sucked right in. It's crazy, because that goes along with, like, important versus urgent things, I think, because you could be having such an important conversation or be reading such an important book or reading or doing something so important, and then someone could be like, oh, look at, like, this stupid little text message I got or post, and all of a sudden, all your attention goes straight to it. Everyone. It's like,
I used to actually try and do lucid dreaming, like, hardcore. Like, I used to actually, like, do a dream journal, do, like, take supplements so that I could dream, get in, remember what I was thinking about, what I was dreaming the night before.
Could you do it? I don't think I've ever done it.
Couldn't do it great.
But I like what they compare it to. Like, life, we're all just dreaming. We're all, we're not conscious. But if you lucid dream in life or become conscious of your life, and it's, you know, actually harder to do than you think, but it's not. You just look, really be aware
of
what you're actually doing. Then all of a sudden you step back and you're like, oh, why am I still hung up on this and just following this or doing this? Then all of a sudden you can lucid dream and take control of your life.
Totally.
Great analogy.
Oh, it's a great analogy.
Love
it
that Michael Singer.
Love Michael
Hottest
Singer.
Hottest dude on earth right now.
Everything's
probably.
Everything so is fire. What you're choosing to see. It's a perspective, you know? So, like, think about it. I would get, I mean, if I'm not feeling great, I'm like, what? Well, fuck. Like, if this is a dream, then, like, what does it mean? But it could also be super beautiful, because it could be like, okay, so if this is a dream and it's not whatever real, and it's like there is, and it's like, you know, I am in this body and I am here, I get to be part of it, I get to still do the same stuff I'm doing, I get to, like, enjoy it. And it almost makes you, like, not take it for granted that you have these, like, moments and that you have, like, another day, you know. It's, oh,
true,
I'm here,
that.
This is cool. It's like the same chapter of that chapter of death where it's like, you know, everybody's so scared of it and everybody, like, won't talk about it like it's some terrible thing, but it gives your life meaning. Because every single day you're like,
that's the question that I asked you before.
The
if
Fed
you knew
can
you
keep
would be
printing
immortal,
money.
If you knew you could be immortal, would you take it? And it's like, dude, if you knew you were never gonna, like, could never ever die, you would fucking be miserable, because you'd be like, dude, I'm in this forever. Like,
yeah. Look at Edward in Twilight. He wishes he could be mortal. He's like, I'm a monster. It's because he's sucking blood and stuff. But
knowing that it's
because
a privilege and a gift that you are alive and breathing and healthy and get to, like, do things with your life. Dude, that's a fucking gift.
It's beautiful.
Knowing that is, like, the most powerful thing ever. Fuck it. If this was the last day of this, would be fucking exactly where I want to be. This is going to be what I want to be doing. This would be who I want to be doing it with. This is it.
Bro, true that.
You know what I mean?
True that.
Death gives your life meaning.
It totally does. That reminds me of the Steve Jobs quote. I think I've shared it. I don't know the quote, but he says something along the lines of, if you wake up and go to sleep too many days in a row where you're like, that's not what I want to be doing if this was my last day on earth, you got to change it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you figure that out. I don't know if that's 2 weeks, 2 years, or what, because some things you kind of got to plan to like really crush it and right. then you get into your thing. But he basically is saying, do what you would do if today was the last day you're going to live, because you don't know if it's if,
you
if
don't
it is
fucking
the last
know.
Day you're going to live. And so sometimes I try and check myself at night on the day and then try and improve the next day. I check myself at night. I say, okay, if I were to die tonight, would I be satisfied? Have I been living it, you know, this last week or month or even year? But usually I just do it by day. And then hopefully I'm saying, yes, I've lived it. And some nights I'm like, ah, you didn't really go for it. You didn't really stay open. You didn't really, you know, give those higher elevated thoughts or impressions the time. And you kind of just succumb to the comfort zone, or you were lazy, or you were this. And then I'm like, okay, tomorrow I'll try and better. And then hopefully that next day, some days I'm like, wow, you know, if I died tonight, I'd be happy. I'd be satisfied.
Totally.
I'd be like, you know, you crushed it. You're happy. You're where you're at. You're doing what you wanted to do. You're not waiting for some miraculous, perfect moment opportunity to be doing what you want to do where, you know, I don't know, you could create that out of anything, even this podcast. Oh, let's wait until, you know, we have Joe Rogan's approval or something, you know, not that, but something stupid.
Yep.
But instead, we're living it right now. We're doing what we want to do right now.
Fuck yeah. And that's the way it's got to be.
My dog.
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about that before, I think that I said, like, it's not as much, it's not about, like, you know, going out and doing it. It's more about, like, the way you view it. But I think it's a mixture of both. I think it's a mixture of viewing your life exactly where you are as something that you're proud of and enjoying and stuff. And also, on the other end of it, it is, like, going out and doing what you would want to do. Like, to create something for yourself.
Curious.